you are going to listen to a recording about a short career in sports. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 8. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. January the 23rd, 2015 was a big day for fans of second division football team Cambridge United. That was the day they were due to play at home against Manchester United, 76 places above them in the Premier League. But for one Cambridge resident, Giuliano Majorana, son of an Italian-born upholsterer, it was a very special reminder of what might have been. As kid, Majorana played for the Cambridge United junior team, but at the age of 14, they let him go, thinking he was too small to have a future in the game. He then started playing for Histon Town, a team in the local Jewson League, four or five divisions below Cambridge United. And it was here that the fairy tale started. Our football correspondent, Jim Laker, takes up the story.
Majorana had been playing for half a season with Histon's first team when he was told one Wednesday that a scout from Manchester United had been watching him. He wasn't expecting to hear from him for several weeks, so when on the following Saturday he was told to go up to Manchester for a trial, he thought somebody was playing a trick on him. On the Monday, he set off and got stuck in traffic on the motorway. He arrived late and was told they'd been waiting for him to start training. Anyway, he did okay, and the next night he played in a match and scored a penalty. He was taken off at half-time and offered a four-year contract at £200 a week. It was a roller coaster. Majorana was training with the first team, players who were household names in the 1980s. Within a couple of weeks, he was playing against top sides in live televised matches. The other young players in the team had spent years preparing for this, but to Majorana, who was used to playing in front of 50 people at Histon, suddenly playing in front of 50,000 felt unreal. He did well though, and he got the full media treatment. For a while, everything was going really well. People telling him how good he was and that he might one day play for Italy, comparing him to Maradona and other footballing greats. But then, disaster struck. In a reserve match in 1991, Majorana suffered a serious knee injury. Being only 21, he thought he had time to recover, but the injury ended his hopes of a top-class career. After surgery and a short spell playing in Sweden, he returned to Cambridge to his parents' upholstery business, where he'd worked at the age of 16. It was a tough time for Majorana. His dreams were shattered. In his own words, he says he found himself on the scrap heap. He cut off all ties with his former teammates. He wanted to get football right out of his brain, but it was everywhere he went. On TV, in the papers, youngsters playing in the park, in his own head when he went to sleep at night. Eventually, it was the arrival of social media that helped him come to terms with his past. In 2013, his son announced that he had a surprise for him. He'd made a film of all the highlights of his father's days with Manchester United and put it on YouTube. Majorana realised that his son wanted to show the world his dad's achievements. These days, he has no regrets. After all, if he hadn't moved to Manchester, he would never have met his wife and produced his two great kids. So, football-wise, it didn't work out, but family-wise, it definitely did.
And did Majorana go to the match between Cambridge and Man U in January?
No, he said he'd rather leave it to the regular fans. He thinks they should have the chance to see the massive clubs like Man U in action. That's what football's all about. and Cambridge managed to hold them to a 0-0 draw. But sadly, that was the end of the Cambridge dream, as they were beaten 3-0 in the replay.
January the 23rd, 2015 was a big day for fans of second division football team Cambridge United. That was the day they were due to play at home against Manchester United, 76 places above them in the Premier League. But for one Cambridge resident, Giuliano Majorana, son of an Italian-born upholsterer, it was a very special reminder of what might have been. As kid, Majorana played for the Cambridge United junior team, but at the age of 14, they let him go, thinking he was too small to have a future in the game. He then started playing for Histon Town, a team in the local Juicen League, four or five divisions below Cambridge United. And it was here that the fairy tale started. Our football correspondent, Jim Laker, takes up the story.
Majorana had been playing for half a season with Histon's first team when he was told one Wednesday that a scout from Manchester United had been watching him. He wasn't expecting to hear from him for several weeks, so when on the following Saturday he was told to go up to Manchester for a trial, he thought somebody was playing a trick on him. On the Monday, he set off and got stuck in traffic on the motorway. He arrived late and was told they'd been waiting for him to start training. Anyway, he did okay, and the next night he played in a match and scored a penalty. He was taken off at half-time and offered a 4-year contract at £200 a week. It was a roller coaster. Majorana was training with the first team, players who were household names in the 1980s. Within a couple of weeks, he was playing against top sides in live televised matches. The other young players in the team had spent years preparing for this, but to Majorana, who was used to playing in front of 50 people at Histon, suddenly playing in front of 50,000 felt unreal. He did well though, and he got the full media treatment. For a while, everything was going really well. People telling him how good he was and that he might one day play for Italy, comparing him to Maradona and other footballing greats. But then disaster struck. In a reserve match in 1991, Majorana suffered a serious knee injury. Being only 21, he thought he had time to recover, but the injury ended his hopes of a top-class career. After surgery and a short spell playing in Sweden, he returned to Cambridge to his parents' upholstery business, where he'd worked at the age of 16. It was a tough time for Majorana. His dreams were shattered. In his own words, he says he found himself on the scrap heap. He cut off all ties with his former teammates. He wanted to get football right out of his brain, but it was everywhere he went. On TV, in the papers, youngsters playing in the park, in his own head when he went to sleep at night. Eventually, it was the arrival of social media that helped him come to terms with his past. In 2013, his son announced that he had a surprise for him. He'd made a film of all the highlights of his father's days with Manchester United and put it on YouTube. Majorana realised that his son wanted to show the world his dad's achievements. These days, he has no regrets. After all, if he hadn't moved to Manchester, he would never have met his wife and produced his two great kids. So, football-wise, it didn't work out, but family-wise, it definitely did.
And did Majorana go to the match between Cambridge and Man U in January?
No, he said he'd rather leave it to the regular fans. He thinks they should have the chance to see the massive clubs like Man U in action. That's what football's all about. And Cambridge managed to hold them to a 0-0 draw. But sadly, that was the end of the Cambridge dream, as they were beaten 3-0 in the replay.